Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. Know your no line. You're building a brand with everything you say yes to, but probably more important is what you say no to. If you don't know your no line, you can't expect the buyers to stop violating it. The buyers are never going to stop asking you to work for free if you don't say, I no longer work for free. And they'll ask even after you've said that, but they'll ask less once it's become known that you no longer work for free. If your no line includes, let's say you're a vegan, vegetarian, and you're militant about it, your no line probably includes doing commercials in which you would have to eat meat. I need to know what your no line is for that, because is there a version of a commercial for a hamburger chain that you would say yes to based on the financial level, that it's a Super Bowl ad and it's going to be something that ends up ultimately paying you tens of thousands of dollars to say yes to? Do you look at that and say, I'm going to say yes to this because with that money, I will be able to further the causes that are related to my veganism? Or do you say, no, there is no price? There's no right or wrong with this. There's only the answer of more on brand and less on brand in terms of your decision making. So I want you to use dispassionate labeling when you decide what it is your no line looks like. But you need to know your no line for things like nudity, for violence, for simulated sex, for drug use, for glorifying anything in a story that you personally feel is not okay. You can have no lines that run alongside your religious beliefs, your morals, your values, things that just culturally or stereotypes that you feel should or shouldn't be bought into or shown to such a great extent, unless it is with historical value. All of these are very specific little nuances that you are in control of deciding. But you need to know what your no line looks like before someone is coming at you with an offer of money to violate that no line. Because the moment to make the decision is not when you've not gotten clear on it and money is being offered. What ends up happening in that scenario is you say yes to something that really does fall below your no line because you didn't set it clearly, and then you've done some brand eroding. And it's really hard to come back from that as you are moving up through the tiers and having some trajectory that gets you more and more known. It then becomes more complicated to explain away things that you did early in your career before you knew better. But you can know better right now. Set your no line. Write out a list of what it is that is an absolute no for you. What is a no for you based on the scenario? It could be a yes if these certain conditions are met. This would be, for instance, like, I will do nudity if I can have a closed set. That's a great no line with a qualifier, otherwise no nudity. If you have a price at which you will violate your no line. Get very clear on what these things look like before the questions are being asked. I'm all about studying next tier behavior before you get there, because that's what ensures that when you do get there, you can take that momentum and continue to build from there rather than getting stuck there and trying to figure out what the rules are at each new tier. As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes. And of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.